It's the dead of night, you're wide awake, you're staring at the ceiling. Yes, you've got a bad attack of pre-presentation nerves. We've all been there at some point, whether it's a presentation to a small group of colleagues, whether it's a presentation to a bigger audience at a conference venue, or whether the audience is potentially in the millions on a radio or TV interview. Nervousness is what tells us we're alive, that we're human, and nervousness shows that we're heavily invested in the outcome of the presentation, whatever it happens to be about. Now, as a presentation skills coach and as a media trainer, I'm asked frequently, how can I deal with my nerves? Because they're really disabling, they're really putting me off. So in this 5-minute masterclass, we're going to look at a number of things that can help you tackle your nervousness. And the first thing to say is, embrace them, welcome them, invite them in. Nerves are a funny thing. If we try to ignore them, if we shut them out, they'll start nagging away and getting bigger and bigger and bigger until we have no option but to let them in. So frankly, we may as well let them in right at the get-go and use that nervous energy to, point two, make a plan. The next step to dealing with nerves, point three, is to practice, because practice makes perfect. Actors don't go onto a stage without rehearsals, and you shouldn't go onto a stage on platform without having practice. I don't recommend having a script and committing that script to memory, because very rarely can people deliver a script from memory well. Better to extemporize around a set of bullet points, as I'm doing in this particular masterclass. Tip number four, grow your confidence from a solid start. Don't make the start too complicated, difficult to pull off, because if you trip up over the beginning, you'll feel even more wretched. Those nerves will begin to grow. Point number five, focus on success. Nerves, I said at the start, are a funny old thing, and we tend to focus on the failure, the consequences of failure, getting a P45, being laughed at by our colleagues. How about just switching that 180 degrees and focusing on success? Point number six, breathe deeply. In through your nose for a count of three. Hold it for a second or two. And then out through our mouths slowly again for a count of three or more. Nervousness can cause us to breathe in a much more shallow way, and it can be hard to deliver our words if we haven't been breathing properly. So breathing deeply can just still us a little bit. It can encourage us to fill our lungs with the air that we need to speak, to deliver our presentation. Coupled to this, point seven, speak slowly. We're inclined to gabble, to canter towards the finishing line, because we think the sooner we're finished, the sooner we finish, the quicker we can sit down. And what I've just done there is precisely what happens in real life, is that we're going so quickly that we stumble over our words, which means actually, paradoxically, the finishing line is further away. So if we slow down, we're much less likely to stumble, and we're going to get to the finishing line in one piece. But speaking slowly can also help the audience follow what we're saying. So speak slowly and pause for effect. Point number eight, feed off the audience. People in the audience know how wretched you feel because they've been in your shoes in the past. They'll be in your shoes in the future. We all have to give presentations pretty much at some time. So look at their happy, smiling faces. Look for a sign of encouragement. I can guarantee that there will be people in the audience who are really rooting for you to do well. So choose those people, look at them, and suck in their positive vibes, suck in their positive energy, and use it to really give your presentation wings, to give you a boost. Point number nine, admit nothing. You know that you've gone off your script. I know in this little mini masterclass where I've gone wrong, but there's no point in me admitting that I've gone wrong. Oops, I've stuffed up, because you're none the wiser sitting there at home, sitting there in your office listening to this right now. So admit nothing. It's rarely a good idea to give people a script to follow, because then they will know that you've stuffed up. And then point number 10 for now, share the load. Busy news programs, News 24, Sky News programs that I used to do, double-headed, because there was too much work for one person to do, especially when there was a breaking news story. Typically, it was a boy-girl combination, a bit cliched, but why not share the load in your next presentation and have a colleague help you? When you're running out of steam, hand over to your colleague. When they need a break, pick up from them. Share the load. So in summary, number one, say hello to your nerves. Acknowledge them. Use that nervous energy to point two, make a plan. Point three, practice, because practice makes perfect. Point four, grow your confidence from a solid start. Point five, focus on success. Don't focus on failure, focus on success. Point six, breathe deeply. Point seven, speak slowly. Feed off the audience is point number eight. Point number nine, admit nothing. And 10, think about sharing the load.